What's up, cuties? This is the Ritsu's Vibes podcast, and if you're looking for that moment of inspiration that comes when you least expect it, then you are in the right place. In this space, we talk about what happens to us every day through a special lens, the martial way of the samurai, which that genius, Ueshiba Morihei, transformed into the art of Aikido. What? You don't know what I'm talking about? Then stay with me. Try to think about it. There are two determining elements in today's typical narrative, linked in particularly to social media. One, we must always be the winners. There is no longer any attention to failure, consideration towards failure. You just have to win. Be excellent. Two, all this must be done as quickly as possible. I had some experience with YouTube before coming to the podcast. The first thing you are taught is that you have to capture the attention of the person listening to you in the first 5 seconds.
What?
Now, tell me, if I, we have to give an half an hour speech, can summarize it in 5 seconds. Okay, I'm good at summing up, but damn, let's not exaggerate. And for goodness sake, it's a marketing strategy. The hook. 5 seconds. After that, I scroll. Next. But, above all, I have to provide value. I have to give you value. Why would you waste your time on me? In those 5 seconds, I have to make you understand that in that video, you will find things you had never heard of. Fantastic things that will add value to your life. Okay? The greatest value we have today is time. So understanding whether I have to waste it listening to someone is crucial, and I have to understand it quickly. It's not wrong. The problem is that there is no longer any attention to the spaces between one performance and another. It is thought that if we do things quickly and without fuss, then we're perfect. Damn it, guys. When Pasolini told us that to winners he preferred losers to reconcile himself with the sacred little, he wasn't saying that because he was lame. It was Pasolini. He just understood that the meaning of his life lies in something different from winnings. For instance, one aspect that I like to talk about most is the multiplicity of egos. Because we're not one. When we present ourselves on YouTube or Instagram as the Aikidoka, the lawyer, the influencer, yes, I wish we were just one thing. We wake up in the morning one way and we go to sleep another in the evening. This is one of the big reasons why our lives don't add up as much when we look at social media as they should be. Too bad that even there, the truth is different. But let's go back to the topic I would like to delve into today. Not everything can be done very quickly, and you cannot be excellent in 10 seconds. There are things that can be learned in 3 minutes, and there are things that take a lifetime. So when we see these extraordinary results that try to frame us, and they go like, get this result in a weekend, or 5 fantastic tips to never make mistakes again in your life, or you want to find the right man, 10 hacks to get the results. Sure. One of the most important things we have to do if we want to be truly successful, whatever that means, because I prefer to be a loser in the long run, meaning knowing how to lose. Winning, everyone can do that. It's knowing how to lose what keeps us going. So if we want to be satisfied with our life or see it from another point of view, we must understand how we can learn quickly and we can also show off accordingly. And we need to understand what requires our whole life. And so, if we really have to show it off, let's not show a fake result. 5 secrets to understand the meaning of life in 5 minutes. It's not that. If we really have to boast about something, let's boast about the fact that we will continue to study for the rest of our life. A typical example. The student arrives in the dojo, right? And he tells me, because obviously it happens, how long does it take to get the black belt? Can I do it in a few months? No. I'll confess this big secret. It's not that it was that different at the beginning. I didn't want to get my black belt in a few months, but nevertheless, I wanted to get it quickly. I was like, guys, I'm 30 already. It's not like I want to become a black belt at 60 now. I wanted to do it quickly. And then, when I started studying, I realized that the belt in itself didn't mean anything. It could even be a white belt if you're fantastic. You are, whatever the belt is. I happened to see a seminar flyer recently that said, get your black belt in multiple disciplines in one convenient weekend. Do you want to become a great martial artist? With us, you can. Now, I will never, ever tell you who this leaflet came from. Because we're not even talking about the last idiot. You will never know who he is unless you find it out yourself. But know that I read it. Earn your black belt in multiple disciplines in one convenient weekend. No way. So what have I been doing for 30 years then? No, not 30, I mean 15. It's not feasible. And even if it were, what could I understand in a comfortable weekend of disciplines that have hundreds of years of study? To partially improve our relationship with social media and how demanding today's society is towards performance, let's start setting limits. I can learn this quickly. I can show this if my goal is to show it. That, instead, takes my whole life. This is my study. I don't have to tell this. At most, I can tell that I am studying, or maybe just don't care to show it off. Learn how to evaluate within yourself what can be learned in a short time and what instead is a path you have chosen for life. I'll tell you a story about this. Osaka Wedake Sensei, one of the greatest Aikido Sensei in Italy. He followed Tadairashi Sensei together with Fujimoto Yoji Sensei. And Osaka Sensei was, let's say, in the central south part of Italy while Fujimoto Sensei was in Milan. So Osaka Sensei didn't say a lot of legendary things. One of them was how he examined black belts. Not always, but he did. He used to ask to perform Rimitenkan. Now, Rimitenkan is a step forward with one foot, then you pivot on that foot. So if I go forward with the right, I pivot on the right and bring the left back, okay? A pivot that is essentially easy. It's one of the basic movements that you can learn in the very first lesson, literally two steps. So you go to the black belt exam where you have 700, 800 techniques to perform with all the variation, a lot of basic movements, a lot of extra exercises. For instance, someone asks you for weapons and the Rimitenkan. You think that either they don't ask you or it's the first 5 seconds of the exam. And then you move on to the juicier things. And instead, he said, do a Rimitenkan. And he failed you if you didn't do it well. A Rimitenkan was enough to understand if you were ready or not. My dream is actually to judge a black belt exam asking only for Rimitenkan, you know, right? I am waiting for the moment to be authorized to examine them exclusively to ask this question, because in fact, the Rimitenkan can be learned in 3 minutes, but the atmosphere to provide to this move, the look, balance, the plasticity, stability, a lifetime is not enough. Do you want to study Rimitenkan? We repeat it endlessly, and it's never perfect. This is another example for those who want to understand what could be learned in 3 minutes and what in a lifetime. So at the first exam, I ask you to do Rimitenkan and I just look at how you place your feet. But at the black belt exam, I look at what atmosphere you provide me by performing it. As one of the two founders of Butoh Dance, Kazuo Ono, would say, watching you, I have to think that life was worth living. This is another wonderful thing to talk about if you want. Comment on the post on Instagram and I'll give you insights about Butoh Dance, which is a fantastic discipline, and there are some wonderful stories that can be connected to Aikido. So if we want to apply it to our everyday lives, what do we learn in 3 minutes and what do we learn in 30 years? Let's try to give a typical example from the desk jobs world. I go to a meeting. If in that meeting I go with a newbie hired teammate, I will ask him to write a summary of this meeting, telling me just the facts that happened. A 3-minute task. He just arrived, he has no experience, he can perform this type of request easily. He simply has to remember what he said and report it accordingly. I go to a meeting with an experienced teammate, like with 10, 15 years of experience. I will ask him something completely different. I will always tell him to write the summary of the meeting, but what I expect is not only that he reports the facts accordingly, I expect to see reported which of the function will benefit the most from the topic of the meeting, who is totally inattentive, who perhaps does not want to participate in the project, what's the effort, what's the amount of work that this meeting can generate in the future, what are the execution times of the activity resulting from that work. So, if the subject of the meeting is, for instance, a project, in the summary, I have to understand who will work on the project, who will definitely not work on it, who is against it, who is in favor, how long it will take, how much work will be generated, and how it should be divided. It is clear that this is not exactly what will be said in the meeting, so he must report the facts to me, but from the way he reports to me, I must be able to make assessment for this additional information if I was not present. And it is clear that to do something like this, you need 15 years of experience. So it's not a 3-minute task, but it's a 30 years task. We can apply this to all areas of our lives. I apply it a lot in the dojo. One of the most beautiful things that our sensei said was that when we were senpai and younger guys, white belts, kwai, beginners came, what happens? You perform a technique together, they don't know how to do anything. You just have to tell them, do it like this, put your foot like this, put your hand like that. Now you have to receive like this. And so, since he was witnessing all those discussions systematically, he came and told us, guys, when you choose to say something to someone who is less expert than you, you have to have the clarity and the ability to choose the one thing that he needs to hear in that moment to actually progress. So faced with the type of beginner you have, you have to be able to understand whether he needs to understand the movement of the feet or the hands, if he needs to understand the atmospheres, if he needs to loosen the body, if he's stuck for some reason. And so he just needs to see what he's doing from a different perspective. To do something like this, requires the experience of a sensei because he knows how to understand what that person can learn in the next 3 minutes to make the switch to move forward. But the perfect execution of that technique will take 30 years. So you can't tell everything to him at that moment because at that moment he can only make 3 minutes progress. Understanding which is 3 minutes and which is 30 years is for sure, guys, the challenge of every teacher. It's very difficult to understand. It differs from person to person. Try to apply it to your life. Ask yourself, in the things you do every day, especially when you're frustrated, faced with something, and you go like, I can't do this. This thing doesn't work. I can't get out of this situation. I can't solve this problem. Some of these things you can learn in 3 minutes, but many of the things that frustrate you, many of the things that you can do, take much longer. And you are the one who wants to learn them too quickly. And also remember something else. What happens often? That by confusing the things that can be learned in 3 minutes with the things that can be learned in 30 years, we end up not learning even the easy things quickly because we can no longer see them clearly. So there is a great piece of advice. It is worth remembering. And I will put the link in the description where you can find all the information. And it comes from Henry Ford quotes, "Break things into many small pieces when they seem too difficult." Do you want to learn an exercise? Do it in many small pieces. For instance, I have a piano degree, so for me, music is always key. I have to study piece. How do I study piece? There is a page. You study bar by bar, right hand, left hand. So what do? I take the first bar and repeat it 500 times with the left hand. Those are the 3 minutes. I have to learn the position of the fingers, then I switch to the right hand another 500 times, and then I try to put them together. This is the little progress. 3 minutes. 3 minutes, 3 minutes, and little by little, I will eventually get to the end of the page. When I get to the end of the page, I start to put everything together. I start to interpret, I start to make the ligatures, to give the colors to the piece, etc. But an interesting thing is that when I have it all ready, there will definitely be some part that doesn't work. Why? Because there is perhaps some technical aspect, some element that for me, given how I am, is particularly complex. For instance, I have always been very good at the so-called fast technique. That is like lots of notes all together. I have always been a disaster at chords, and especially in progression, such as 6th or 3rd progression. For others, they are simpler. So, when I had a 6th grade progression, that for me is the study that requires my whole life. It will always be the last thing I learn, the one that requires me to study the most. If I try to do it in 3 minutes, I will take the piece and throw it out of the window. And I tell you, I start with the part that comes easiest to me. A little by little, I start to elaborate. When I get to the difficult piece, I break it in a million little pieces. I try just to know. Two notes a million times, then sooner or later, they come out. I won't try 50 notes altogether, just two. Even if the progression would require 50, just two. And then I move on. So every time you have a difficult task, every time you are faced with a challenge, every time you keep repeating the same thing over and over and go like, damn, I don't understand anything, start asking you, is this a 3 minute thing or a 30 years thing? And after you have given yourself the answer, dismantle it into very small pieces. Realize what you will carry with you throughout your life, which will be a continuous deepening, the one from which you will never emerge. But not because you don't know how to do it. Because when you learn how to do it, you understand that you will want to deepen it. You will want to deepen it. You will want to deepen it. And what I learn is that in 3 minutes, cool, let's move. Next, I remember this. What we learn in 30 years, We cannot learn if we don't learn the 3 minutes lesson. But what we learn in 30 years is what then makes us the people we are. It is what gives us life lessons. It is what tests us with failure, because we fail many times before we get it. And it is what gives meaning to the practice we are doing. Comment on the post of the episode on Instagram if you've tried to divide your tasks into 3 minutes and 30 years. Let me know if you have ever thought about it and if these tips, this point of view, can be useful to you. Thank you for being me, and I will see you in the next episode.